I'll just keep watching.
That'd be awesome if I could. I'm into it.
Just the whole time. Oh, whole time
and now he's not going to be into it. I wish I could watch it, guys, but you guys are stopping me.
The whole time it's going on.
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome back to the Anime Podcast.
What up?
I'm your host, Jadge.
Killer.
Here's my co-host.
Poopfa.
And my other co-host.
Kato underscore XD.
And our brand new co-host.
Sam. Wait, do I say my name?
Sam.
This is Rowan.
This is...
Ow! Fuck you.
We have a guest today. It's Sam.
He's our other best friend.
We actually talked about how we hated him on the last episode. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the eighth one.
We've, like, talked shit on you for, like, at least an hour and a half.
Dude, that episode is not even an hour and a half long.
We know.
We had to cut out the Sam shit.
Yeah, I know.
Just play along.
Well, now he knows.
Who cares? I don't care that he knows.
Yeah, dude. I don't care that shit.
Yeah, we hate him.
Rowan's cool, but Sam.
We do improv. That was all improv.
That was all. So, how's Trey?
Oh, yeah. Is he still bald?
He's in Thailand. He's balling out.
Oh, is he?
He's balling and balding out.
He's playing in the EuroLeague.
He's probably fucking dudes over there. In Thailand?
Dude, there's a lot of lot of girls that that are actually guys in Thailand. They trick you. They get
you.
Wait, cross dressing?
No, Thailand? There's like Tom. It's like.
Cloud?
Yeah, there's trannies. And they get you, bro. They trick
you. Yeah, they get sex changes.
No, they get you. Like, you can't tell.
Like,
it sounds to it.
Trannies.
Sounds like real experience.
Like, trannies are cross dressing. That's two different things.
I would know.
I'm gonna go to Thailand to experience
trannies.
The tranny train.
Literally.
The peggies.
Yeah, they're in dresses.
The peggies? I love that, Ben.
Dude, centimeter.
They better. I'm gonna say is they better.
I'm not watching season two. I hate the anime, the manga.
We're not watching Winter Girlfriend ever again.
To be fair, now that I know the manga is getting good again, I'm gonna support
you guys. It's getting good again? I'm not reading it.
The last chapter. Remember what happened?
Oh, the last one?
There was a slight bit of
story is
and so it's getting good again.
Progressing after 200 chapters.
So, like, after the anime, it's just filler, and then it just
dude,
comes
it's
back.
Literally gonna be like four seasons of filler.
Dude.
They could just
They
really could.
Guys, you know what we should talk about? Our old YouTube channels. Because I was watching one of our old podcast episodes, and I made a joke that I was Green Melon Bro. And you're like, we'll talk about that in another episode.
You know in the Funny Moments video? You know how you, like, started it out?
Yeah,
that reminded
intro?
Me of your a vlog with the one and only Prosper Gamer.
I want to do a Plants vs. Zombies playthrough if I can get the screen recorder working. Only OGs know that one.
That was right before you came over.
Facts, though. OGs, rise up. Where you at?
Did you have
Prosper Gamer fans, rise up. No more...
Well, it's Eater of Cats.
Eater of Cats Gaming fans, rise up.
That's
no more...
who I love, Eater of Cats. I grew up on him.
You had an old YouTube persona, right?
No.
No? Kaden? Yeah.
What?
YouTube persona you used
to
have at one point?
A YouTube persona? Oh, I did. I actually... Back in 6th or 7th grade...
Dang.
Fuck you, I'm talking.
I interrupted.
Back in 6th or 7th grade, you guys remember when Super Mario Run came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did a screen record Let's Play. It only lasted one part, though.
How long was it?
It was like 15 minutes.
Did you ever upload it?
I did. I was talking throughout the whole video. I go to upload it, click on the video, volume's all the way up. I can't hear me, so I don't know what happened. It stayed up. It's like the personal YouTube account that I use now, but I deleted that video forever ago.
Oh, you should have kept it.
I have
dubstep videos that I like created.
You did make dubstep.
I made dubstep.
Back in the prime age,
I tried to make a video of Sky Island in Minecraft, and half of the video is just me trying to find the map.
I tried looking.
It was just me scrolling through trying to find a map.
Why'd you upload that?
I was like, nine.
We made a
look up
Survival Island series, me and
look
Sam.
Up my YouTube channel.
Right, Survival Island series.
Yeah, was it episode 6?
We made an episode 6, and
we
called it Rated R, and we said fuck, like, once or twice.
No.
We thought we were
so cool, though.
Cool.
Remember, I found a diamond the first episode.
Yep, I don't have any.
And that's before caves. In Minecraft population. You know how crazy that is.
Anyways, what I was trying to say is I looked up...
Before caves.
I looked up one of your guys' channels. I think I looked up Green Melon Bro Gaming.
Green Melon Bro... it's Melon Bro Gaming.
Melon Bro Gaming, yeah, that's what I looked up. I looked it up a few days ago, and I couldn't find your guys' videos.
Bro, our thumbnail.
They're there.
I made. I accidentally forgot the name for the thumbnail, so our thumbnail says Green Melon Bros. When our name is Melon Bro Gaming.
Oh, I messed up that so many times. I said Watermelon Gaming once on one of the intros. It was me not like giving a shit about
Watermelon Gaming.
What up? Watermelon Gaming here. Welcome back to another 20
Lens. I did like a face scan.
I made all of our intros. They went hard, though. They went so...
I did a face cam where I played Prop Hunt on the phone. And I did a Batman impression, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Watermelon Gaming.
It's right here, dude. See, look. It says Green Melon Bros. And it's Melon Bro Gaming.
I'm going to have to look that up. I could not find it for the life of me.
Show us the video where he says Watermelon Gaming.
Well, which video?
It's one of my first intros. It's one of the early ones. Like, probably one of our first ones.
Dude, that audio of this...
Is it, no, this is me.
Prop Hunt. Click on Prop Hunt. It should be the intro to that.
The audio from this video is going to get us copyrighted.
Look, I made this intro.
Watermelon Gaming. Subscribe to support and let's go. Check it out, y'all. Watermelon Gaming.
Go subscribe.
Our last video uploaded was me and him just eating wasabi.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You guys should bring that back, low-key.
No, this is our platform right here.
This is our new content.
Okay, basically Animane is just Mine35, the channel.
Not really.
It's just me, Kate, and Alex, the channel.
I'm not
sometimes
even
Quentin.
Well, wasn't Quentin in it?
He was, and then he got busy. He hasn't been here in a little while.
Whenever he said he's trying to get a new job, so when he's free, he'll also be on the podcast.
Guys, next week he said possibly that he will come back for an episode.
That's right, dude.
So next Thursday, look forward. We might have Quentin back for an episode. Hopefully to say more.
If we want 5 guests in one podcast, we're going to have to get a bigger one.
We're just going to have to buy a studio.
Or we can just tape the camera to the corner.
Hey, y'all. Scott here.
Scott, it's me, Scott the Waz.
It's me, Scott Pilgrim.
Versus the movie.
That movie's so good.
You guys read the comic?
No. You guys read the manga?
Have you played the Nintendo Switch game?
Almost.
Remember when you... almost convinced me to get Doki Doki Literature Club.
Remember when I bought Doki Doki Literature Club?
Do you play it?
I played it for like 3 hours.
Ooh, how far did you get?
I don't remember.
Don't say anything spoilers. I might play it at one point.
Dude, Lexi played Doki Doki like a couple months ago.
Do you have it on your PS4?
No.
And actually, your little brother Noah is turning more into you every day I see him.
Really? Like how?
Well, first of all, on parties, he talks just like you
do.
Second of all,
literally the manifestation
he talks
of you.
With his mic down his throat, dude. It's so loud. It's insane.
What do you mean he talks?
Have you not been at a party?
He has slang too. He literally
talks like just like you.
What does that mean?
Like sometimes he'll say something. I'm like, oh, Alex is here, but no, it's Noah. Like,
what? Do you have an example?
I can't remember, but like
it's you with a louder voice.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Every time I've ever seen Noah, he's been in his underwear.
Yeah.
Every time.
He's always in his underwear. Dude.
When you sent the video,
he's
sick.
No fucks.
He's just having a shirt on.
He was throwing up. He's throwing up, dude. He's not doing
He's still playing PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
He's always in his underwear because he wants to be cool like Stroheim.
So he's playing Mafia. Far Cry 6.
Is his bunny still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, I take care of it. I heard he lost it.
No.
I remember you got mad at him at the party. You were like, go find Honey Boo Boo. Is that his name?
That's right.
Hey, if you want to eat all those Hershey Kisses, you can. I had a few of them.
They're too rich, dude.
Yeah,
that's why I gave it back.
Watch the best ones.
They don't taste good.
The almond ones are the best ones. Because...
Are they up there?
No.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I mean them. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Oh, wait.
These guys, too, are peanut-free. You guys probably know that from Caden earlier.
Either.
No, Quentin says peanut-free.
I know. That's why I said you guys know Caden's peanut-free from earlier, because Quentin said it.
Yeah, he said that in podcast episode 3 or something. He's like, yeah, you guys are peanut-free.
Oh, what I wanted to do...
Is Quentin allergic to cashews?
We're allergic to cashews.
Yeah, but Quentin is too.
I don't know.
He's like,
wait, everyone
he's
in the world
he's
is allergic to cashews?
Nut free.
No, what are
everybody
you
in the world?
You said everyone's allergic to cashews. Someone, Quentin.
You said we're.
Yeah, like all of us.
No, we are. Me and you.
Oh. You should have said, me and Kato are.
We're talking about the fact with peanut allergies.
Oh. I'm gonna leave. I'm a fucking idiot.
So on our first episode, we all started by introducing ourselves with our favorite anime, our favorite movie, and our favorite game.
I haven't even been thinking about
it. So, you're up. Introduce yourself.
Should we, like, redo that? Because, like, my opinions, my opinions have changed.
Okay, we can go down the line.
Dude, I've watched two animes.
We better pick a fucking favorite one.
Well, there's only two to pick from. You're fine. Exactly. All right, we'll start here and we'll go down the line.
Look, I smashed my finger with a hammer and it made that blood blister.
Nice.
Grossy.
But Dussy.
I don't know what my favorite anime is.
Sam, you want to start? He needs to think.
I don't watch anime.
Okay, favorite anime, movie, and game.
Well, you could say like this manga or anime.
Movie?
Yeah.
I can't pick
just off the top of your head. You just gotta...
Just say one of your
favorites. You know what I said? My first... I introduced myself, and then I said, I like Mean Girls.
What the fuck?
I like Pokemon. Which one was it? I don't remember. Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
Quentin said Heart Gold.
And then my favorite anime was JoJo, I think, at the time. So, yeah.
That's probably my favorite anime.
I can't
anime.
Pick from, like, JoJo. Video games and movies.
Okay, my favorite anime, JoJo, part...
Two. Eight.
You said six. You said six was contending, right?
Yeah, part but that's 11. Not fully animated.
He's so you want, part six is right, my anime.
I do.
What?
I can see it. The cast is really good. But I still think seven's better written.
Poochie, though, dude. Literally.
I think I like Poochie more than I do Valentine, honestly.
He's so cool. He is so cool. Anyway, favorite anime, probably part four.
Part four is so good.
Jesus, yeah.
Best animated part.
No, until part four today.
Yes.
He's on part five. He's like 10 episodes in part five.
Would you say the end one? Sanders test.
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
Poochie's not even black.
He told me he was black.
He just looks black.
He's Italian.
John is Book? He?
Yeah.
Poochie?
Because Weather Report and Poochie are brothers. And
yeah.
Like,
spoilers.
They don't care.
And they have a sister.
Yeah.
Which Weather Report
tried to
hit on because he didn't know it was his sister.
Yeah, they are Italian, but just for some reason, Poochie's like really dark toned. Like he's a dark olive.
Because he got the KKK to beat up his clearly whiter brother.
He just got the bad genetic.
Like, Poochie is written, his skin tone is literally dark ink, and Weather Report's is no ink. So it's just white like the paper.
Yeah.
But he got the KKK to beat up the white guy.
And nearly kill him.
Damn near kill him.
Didn't they hang him and stuff?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And they threw him in the river.
Yeah.
Beat the hell out of him.
Okay.
So, movie? Game?
Wait, what part did you say for favorite anime?
You said four.
When part six is done, depending on how they do that one, dude.
It'll probably be part six.
Who knows if David Productions ever won't fucking...
picks it and fucking back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part four's good. Dude, I know, Sam's like a really big fan.
He loves
Josuke.
I've seen all 15 parts.
Yeah, he
15,
loves...
15, wow.
He loves Gappy.
All of them.
You even read Araki's future parts. Dude. You are a true fan.
Even the ones he wrote after he died.
I know JoJo himself.
Oh,
himself.
Which one, though? There's multiple. According to you, there's 15 parts. So what's your favorite out of the 15 JoJos?
Naruto.
Sasuke.
Ichinose.
Yeah, Sasuke.
Kakechi.
Ichinose.
Oh, yeah.
JoJo.
Asuka.
Joshu.
That's a good one.
Victus. Roxas.
That's not JoJo.
Donald Goofy.
Goofy's my favorite JoJo. Fuck Donald, though. All my ops. Hey, Donald.
All my ops.
Fucking never healing me.
All your ops?
He's all my ops.
Wait, all my cops.
What? All ops?
All
my- Listen to what he's saying. Your ops are the people
Let's
that
just-
are going against you. So if they hate Goofy, they're okay. with you.
Let's just say all my homies hate Donald. He doesn't fucking
know you.
Or wait, Donald fucking.
Yeah, Goofy's a good party member, but Donald's like quack 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 quack.
Yeah, and Goofy's like, oh yeah, I like.
But he is
killing
canonically more. Powerful,
yeah, I said to you.
Okay, where?
Movie and game.
Oh, that's right. My favorite manga, dude.
I said movie.
I wanted to do anime and manga.
Okay, we can do that. That's fair.
Because I read so much more manga than anime, dude.
Facts. Honestly, I've been lacking in the anime. Like, manga is just so much better to consume. And it's faster, too.
Yeah. It's a lot more, like, tranquil. I don't know. It's nice. And my favorite, dude, probably Poon Poon.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that good?
You think... Really?
I'm still fucked up over it.
I heard people are...
So it's
today went by slow, dude.
So
work was terrible.
Did you finish it yesterday?
I finished it like... Dude, on Monday.
Oh, I didn't know this.
So it's true what they say then.
Yeah.
That when you finish it, it fucks you up for a few days.
Oh, it does. You nice. Gotta read it, man.
I know.
Dude.
Once I catch it, okay.
It's nothing like I thought it will. I went in with zero expectations. There was no way that it would let me down. Oh, dude, it was so good.
After I catch up on Boruto, I'll read it.
On what?
Boruto.
What is that? Naruto's son.
And it sucks.
No, bro. The manga is so good. I don't know what they're doing over here at the fucking anime studio. Fuck y'all for real.
I'm a ops.
But
I'm a ops. Hate anime studio.
You know it's bad when chapter three of the manga is episode 50 in the anime. Like, what the hell?
I heard of this fact a couple of weeks ago.
Last week, I think we said. Or maybe it was...
Boruto manga?
Here we go.
Yeah, good.
Boruto!
Here, we'll shake on it. I'll read Poon Poon. I'll let you know how I feel about it.
You're going to break that.
Berserk.
Fuck.
No.
Can't rely on this
You
guy.
Should read, Do you see that TikTok I sent you about Homunculus? You should read that one. I heard that one's fucked up.
I have not seen that TikTok.
You should read The Climber.
Oh, dude, I had issue one in my Safari that I was going to read, but I clicked out of it on accident.
I've seen a lot of TikToks about the art, dude. It looks really good.
It doesn't it, dude? It looks like... Oh, dude, I just wonder what it could be about. The art looks so weird.
Mount Everest.
All I saw is a panel of, like... I only saw one panel, and it's like these two guys' faces like merging together.
Yeah, shit like that. It's about a dude climbing a mountain. How does it?
He freezes to death and he hallucinates.
Movie and game?
Oh man, movie?
That's hard. There's so many good movies out there.
Or something. Just say like movie right now. You don't have to do all time.
I don't fucking watch movies.
Birds I haven't prey, either. Dude.
Huh?
Birds of Prey. I love that one. You even watched that.
Honestly, probably anything with Adam Sandler.
Grown Ups 2?
No, Happy Gilmore.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a good one, dude.
Happy Gilmore's funny.
Yeah.
Dude, he kills his...
Have you seen Talladega Nights?
Falls out the window.
Yeah.
That's a good
one.
Don't they kiss in that one?
It's probably my favorite movie, Step Bros.
Step Bros go hard. Who said Step Bros do not go hard? Somebody said that. Kane said that. No.
He made a TikTok reenacting that.
Yeah, Caden did. Somebody said it.
Quentin?
I know Ryan likes Step Bros.
Yeah, Ryan loves Step Bros.
Dude, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell are in Talladega Nights.
Step Bros?
That's my favorite category. Well, I know Ryan.
So I said Step Bros. I thought it was called Step Bros.
It was Step Brothers, but I Step started Brothers. Saying Step Bros because you said Step Bros.
I thought you said Step Brothers.
There was something wrong with what you said, but I couldn't tell.
There's something wrong with what he said. In the context he said.
Yeah, but you started listening after I had already finished my...
I'm sorry. I quite missed.
What was the other what was the other category?
Game.
You don't have to play many games, so that's not hard.
You play like the same four games.
Say Ghost of Tsushima.
My favorite game is Sega.
My favorite game is 2K.
You wanna know?
I'm kidding, I don't like 2K.
You wanna know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
know
the
history
that
one
of
time.
And
you
with that game.
Probably
couldn't do
not
it.
Even my favorite game.
Favorite enough to beat it
63
plus times?
No.
Didn't someone have like an Ottoman dream that you beat it like 70 times?
63 times in one night.
In one night.
Tis an urban legend.
Well, how long is the game? Because you beat it 63 times. Is it like a 2-hour game or something?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours.
How do you beat 63 times in one night?
Dude. I'm just that good.
He has like triple speed on. He has
gossip. There's no hacks. I've never hacked in that game.
He's just too good.
I legitimately
dude,
just am.
Why don't you get back into like Twitch and be like a speedrunner on that game?
That's what I told him. I told you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, no.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I wanted that. We could do a stream for anime and stuff.
I feel like it'd be so hard to be best in the world.
No, I don't see many people streaming Hotline Miami. So you could do it.
I've looked up speedruns, dude.
Hotline Miami?
Yes.
How long?
20 minutes. Ooh!
Damn. Damn.
You got to take your hour and a half time down a little bit.
We should try and beat the Minecraft.
Wow. No, I watched the history of that.
It's like
10
minutes.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, well, that is like a generated seed that he knows about. It has to be like an unknown seed.
And I watched. Just fucked so easy from the start.
I watched a randomized seed. Like, history of...
Is it, like, 30 minutes?
It comes down to, like, 30 minutes. Like, the first one was, like, 3.5 hours, and they brought it down to 30 minutes.
Damn!
Randomized seed.
You really have to get lucky at that point.
Do you guys watch Summoning Salt?
No.
No.
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that the guy that you talk about doing video essays?
Yeah, he does speedrun.
Yeah, I brought that up, like, and you were like, oh, you watched Summoning Salt? And I was like, I just watched whatever I see.
Dude, so good.
I might have watched him, probably.
Oh, the rumbling is...
He does... He makes a lot of, speedrunning videos.
What did you say?
Stop!
His spider sense.
Did you pick a game?
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
not yet.
Oh, Hotline Miami?
No.
Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima 2.
No, you were shocked when I said it, so you have to remember it.
Dead by Daylight.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and you're like, really? And I go, yep.
Wait, what is it?
When did you say it though?
What is it?
Before this last conversation we just had. Well, we were.
Oh, it's 5.
Huh?
The zombies map.
No.
That's... You said it already in this episode.
Yes. Dude, I said it like less than 10 minutes ago to you. And you went, really?
What? What is it?
I
want to see if he is.
Your favorite game?
Yeah.
I can't recall.
It's old.
Old?
Oh, it's from a franchise.
Oh, Skate 3.
No.
It keeps racing. Is it the... Did you recently play it?
No.
I was going to say it's the...
Game.
What console?
The Wii.
Oh, Twilight Princess. He said that.
What? What is
right on?
Dude, I don't think any Zelda's ever come close to matching that.
Oh, it's just okay.
And he played Breath of the Wild on the Wii U.
More than serious. Breath of the Wild. I am dead serious. I will die on this hill.
Dude. I will die on this hill.
Dude.
Well, I wouldn't know because I haven't played Twilight Princess.
You are fake.
If they bring it to Switch, I might play it because it's... They did a...
Ooh, I know my favorite.
The remaster for Wii U.
Well, nobody's asking you, Sam.
Did you play the remaster on Wii U?
No.
So just Wii original, now remaster on Wii U.
It was the port from the GameCube.
It was on the GameCube too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. That's cool.
I know Wind Waker was on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Oh, what's my favorite stuff?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Just pick random.
Okay. Favorite anime, Boku no Pico.
Oh.
That is a good one. Have you guys seen all 5 episodes?
Yeah.
I know you have.
I've only just seen the first
Euphoria,
one.
Euphoria, the anime.
Oh, that one
goes. I remember when people first started talking about Euphoria, I thought they were talking about the anime. Like, this is like blowing up.
Quentin's told me
this.
Enough about Euphoria that I will never watch.
Ooh, I've seen it.
The Netflix one? Or no, not Netflix.
I
the one that everybody was in.
I didn't even know
no,
there was
No, we're
an
talking about the anime one.
The
it's
anime?
Like the really bad one.
I didn't even know there was
Dude.
An anime called Euphoria. Like
the Netflix Death Note is so... No,
it's my favorite.
Willem Dafoe is Ryuk.
Like, it's a hentai.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Yeah, it is. But
they,
it's like...
They like get tied to electric chairs. And
it's like so, gauntlet stuff.
So it's like kinky, like...
Super
it's like BDSM.
Kinky. To an extreme.
To it, like a far extreme.
Like,
so
it,
like,
I don't even consider that BDSM.
Like Pain Olympics and.
Dude, like getting like fucking close.
Do you have to like go out of your way to look it up, or is it like on a streaming service?
It's probably on like Hentai Haven or something.
Probably.
I just know Quentin's told me about some episodes you've seen, and I'm just like, I am not gonna dive. I'm not gonna dip my toes in there.
Yeah.
Dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip- Maybe. Oh yeah, we should. I could make a good episode.
I could just stand there like this.
Wow, this is funny.
Look at that. Seizure fucking.
She's getting hanged.
Okay, so. Oh. Yeah, for real, favorite.
Okay, my favorite video game is probably Kingdom Hearts.
Out of Block Theater.
Memories of Hell.
Fuck you guys for not playing that game.
So which game? Battlefield 1?
No.
No, you didn't say your real favorite anime.
Okay, favorite anime is actually. Ooh. Right now, it's Steins Gate. Probably just because I watched the OVA today and I refreshed my memory and I'm like, oh, this is so good. Yes. And I haven't watched an anime in so long, so. Steins Gate. Steins Gate, go hard.
I'm saying Steins
Gate. That is for real my favorite live action anime.
Dude, that's what I was so confused at first. I was like, is he serious?
Honestly, if we're thinking about best written characters, okay. Jerry is above Guts.
Is he serious?
Jerry is Seinfeld's above Guts.
Kramer is.
George?
Kramer is a better villain than.
Than Griffith?
Griffith.
Kramer is totally a villain.
Dude, he is.
He is legit psychotic. Like, he is crazy. What's happening in there?
Kramer, what's going on in there?
Kramer, what's going on in there? The rumbling.
Oh, God.
The eclipse. Planetary
destruction.
The eclipse is going.
The eclipse
is in Kramer's apartment.
I want to get the sacrifice.
Right, sacrificial brand?
Yeah.
I thought about that, too.
We should go get our tattoos soon.
We need a Joestar sacrificial brand. We need to be. I'm thinking about getting a Science Gate one right here on my forearm.
That would be cool. Oh, God, don't, please.
Dude, he's gonna be the dude that has a bunch of tattoos, but it's all just anime.
Yeah, don't do that, please.
You're gonna be covered in sleeves of just fucking anime bitches.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna get,
get a Tifa sleeve.
I'm gonna get C2, 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 and I'm gonna get, Lovi and Lovi.
Those are all the same girl.
Yeah. You got Santa Claus, or Mrs. Santa Claus. You got Bunny Girl, and then just, like, skimpy sexy.
Dude, she's hardly wearing anything to cover her bottom half.
That's... You can see her.
Yeah, I can see clearly, dude.
Camera, come along.
So I guess manga. I'm gonna go with Berserk.
Ooh, that's a solid one, bro.
Just because Berserk is like the last manga I've read, and I haven't read anything since.
Are you serious? That was forever ago.
Well, maybe I did start something. I started Bleach.
Do you edit that out if I'm just walking to the camera?
Oh,
yeah. We know.
All rough. I started reading Bleach, but I'm only like 90 chapters in. So.
He's basically a dick to me and doesn't want to finish it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ow.
Settle down, sexies.
That's a move. They throw a punch, fucking elbow at dude. That's an actual move. It's hard as fuck.
In what, UFC?
I bet.
Dude, no, it's in martial arts.
In real life. So they're talking about video games,
right? Dude, derp fighting. Is that what it was called?
Idiots fighting.
Idiot fighting.
Photo dojo.
We threw on. So he has like.
We used to have boxing gear from the same place that you used to go to.
ATA.
ATA.
Yeah.
And we'd throw it on.
And we'd fight.
And we just fight each other.
Rocked me in the face one time, and I just slammed into the door.
I wish you kept those videos.
What'd you hit him with?
I just hit him with a punch.
Yeah. We had headgear.
Yeah, we had headgear and stuff. But it was like
he was. Dude, we were in 5th grade, I was like 4'10", he was 5'8". He's huge.
That's fucked.
Dude, he was as tall as you are now in 5th grade.
Those videos are just lost media now.
It's like Gus to Shirk.
Shirke?
Shirke.
How tall is Noah?
Is it Shirke?
I don't know.
I say Shirk.
I don't know.
I say Shirk,
in 5th grade, him to me was like you to Noah.
Dude, I got at least a foot on Noah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He was a short little boy. He grew. He's a grower, not a shower.
You know what we could talk about on the podcast?
No.
You all know.
It's not funny.
So Berserk.
Oh yeah, you said Berserk favorite manga. Yeah.
Second favorite, Love is War.
Don't cry.
Huh?
Over JoJo?
JoJo's in its whole different category.
Of good or bad?
Of bad.
Huh?
I want to know why you think JoJo's so bad.
Mid-main characters.
Fair.
Gay.
Fair.
Too brolic.
Fair.
You know,
not recently.
I look at them and I'm like, dude, he's so big, I feel so crappy about myself.
Not like, recently.
We need a fat MC.
Facts.
Looks like Alex and MC.
Is ugly.
Right? Oh, got him. Backhanded. That was a...
That was fucked.
Oh.
What about
you?
What
the hell?
I don't know.
Alex is breaking my shell.
He's a Wario.
I didn't even touch it.
I love Wario's.
What okay. Fell?
I don't know.
I think it was something that was over here.
Oh, okay. Fucking hell, we didn't break.
Favorite movie?
The Batman.
The Batman.
Oh, we need to see that soon.
Dude, yeah. We can go see it on Friday.
He works.
You dick.
I have stuff going on.
What about... No, Saturday's preference.
Well, I
don't know. He's not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going either.
His girlfriend left.
We could just go without Sam.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell?
Why don't me
Yeah, you do it with Logan. Have fun.
Dude, Elden and Ava are in our group now.
Elden Ring?
Fucking good luck. I don't even know them.
How about you ask me a preference and you pay for it all?
How about you give me some head for that then?
Oh, wrong.
Damn, I'll take it in 2 days.
I'll be here all night. Oh. Who's receiving the best head? Richtofen.
Do your best head face.
Wait, like...
Like Matt?
Me, he just did. Like me? Give me... Or me.
Me,
look at him, dude. You're like in the electric chair.
I think you're getting, like, death sentenced.
That's how it feels, though. It's like, praise on baby in this hoe. It's so good. You go into shock and you can't move.
Mouth wide open.
Do the Norman Osborn face.
His eyes are like rolled back and wide. He's like... Back to formula.
Do yours. I'm just like Alvin over here, like.
Oh, Theodore.
Howling.
Oh. When they get the best head, their alpha instincts come out.
Oh!
They're chipmunks!
They're chipmunks. They're not wolves.
Oh,
what are we talking about? Chipmunks?
You guys
Alvin
are,
and the chipmunks. You guys, why are we talking about that?
I said Alvin.
I thought we were talking about real life.
I thought so too.
Who's Alvin?
What are we talking about?
He's our secret friend.
None of us are on the same topic.
I was talking about real life. You're talking about...
I was talking about real life.
You don't know who Alvin is.
You said, what is yours like? I said, just like Alvin.
Dude, if you guys thought picture, you were talking about...
And then I did that.
You said Alvin and you said, laughed.
Who are you talking about wolves. Because I said they howl.
Because I'm the alpha.
What?
I'm the alpha.
I'm the leader.
I'm the one to trust.
I just... Together all the we... muscle in my leg.
That's how shows how much he goes outside.
Well, if I step outside... Vampire.
Dude, you need a shower when you come back from just being outside.
You need a shower after In-N-Out, even though we're just eating burger.
Burger equal grease. Grease get into pores. Pores mixed with DNA. Poor man!
Burger man, maybe?
Burger man?
Not
oh.
Poor man.
Yeah, not poor. Poor four man. By four, man!
You are a poor man!
Oh!
Guys, we never covered which was my favorite movie.
He went too far. Deck, 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 deck!
He's got the best head.
See that? Get over here.
Yeah. Okay, dude, me giving? Me.
What?
That was so gay.
What is that? Me giving? Or...
Okay, let's do our best giving. No. Are you guys not gay?
I think my favorite movie is Advent Children.
Is what?
It's over there.
Is what?
Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children.
The 2005 movie that continues the story.
A movie?
Set 5 years after the original event of the game.
And you know who's in it?
Sephiroth.
Even better, Tifa. And I'm like, Tifa.
Is Aerith in it?
Aerith's fucking dead.
Hey, spoiler.
For who?
Me. Him?
Sam's never gonna play.
You're not gonna play, you're never gonna play, he's gonna play.
Tonight. You're literally gonna delete it tonight.
That was prank.
Oh, he got me. I can't think of a movie. We're skipping that. What was the movie I said last time? Mean Girls? Okay, it's still up there. It's cool.
Say Thor Dark World.
Say like Transformers or something like that.
Transformers 5.
Transformers just
drag
queens.
The best one?
Drag
queens are in iCarly
season. Oh, I got a good movie. I'm not gonna say this is my favorite, but Tommy Boy.
Chris Farley?
Dude, that is so a funny one.
Such a funny movie. We gotta watch that sometime. Let's do a reaction to it, actually.
Remember what we're gonna do? All the Spider-Man Raimi movies.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Just laugh our asses off. We should... I'll go need to go. Bonga!
When did I say that?
You said it last episode. Like, dude, I'm gonna go Ichigo on you.
I did not say that. I don't remember
Clip
that
did happen.
All.
Clip did happen.
We will look at the recording.
We will look at the recording.
We need to go see if it's still record.
Look at it.
Okay, your phone's been off this whole time. Oh yeah, the light's gone.
The light's gone!
Ugh. How much longer do we have?
Bro, we're only 30 minutes in.
Remember, oh my god.
Dude, we're playing GTA and Kaden got 24 lap dances in a row. Consecutive.
I forgot about that.
He holds the record.
Dude.
With Cheetah. Dude.
We're not even through our intro yet, and it's 30 minutes in.
It's fine.
What do you mean not intro? Through
our, we're trying to introduce ourselves with our favorite stuff. That was my intro.
Oh.
Well, it's like filler. No, it's okay, because podcasts are best when we just...
Don't do that. That's
damn, he's sucking that cigarette out.
Hey, that's me.
That was a cigar. Same time.
Ooh, dude.
I'll fold it to a little bit.
Spikes, you know you can just mix it. Smoke. It's me, Cowboy Bebop.
That's my name is Cowboy Bebop. That's a really who's there?
It's me.
Howdy.
Put my clothes on the chair.
Give me the Akatsuki real, real fast.
Don't wear that. No. Or... put on the bed.
Thank you, sister of
Cadence. You're welcome. I'm getting paid for this, so.
Woo!
Getting paid to walk up the stairs. Wow.
No, I'm getting paid to do everyone's laundry, so yeah.
Woo!
I don't even do my own laundry.
Congratulations, you get platinum star.
I told my mom I wanted to do my own laundry, and she said no.
I don't even know how to do my own laundry.
You're, of
the
course.
The anime Bebop live action wasn't too bad.
Dude, I watched
it. I've heard it was pretty bad.
My favorite TV.
I've heard it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
It was bad enough to get canceled for season 2.
They should make a live action Berserk.
No.
That's like one of those things that cannot be adapted. Action. You know what can?
I'll do it. Let's all do it.
Not right.
You're gonna be Guts.
I'm gonna be Guts? I don't look anything like him.
You're gonna grow it up so sick in 2 years.
Just quickly work out tomorrow and then you'll be fine.
Just work out.
I do be.
Tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
Just once. You'll be good.
And then
eat peanut butter. Like 6 jars.
Hit the gym.
Oh.
What's tomorrow? Thursday?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Tomorrow's, I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Friday.
You scared me, dude. I thought tomorrow was Thursday.
Guys, tomorrow's Friday.
I had legs on Friday.
I do too.
You know, let's do it. Because I didn't go today. I took a nap.
Dude, I said it. You took a nap?
I do hit legs.
Dude,
legs
let's hit fucking legs.
Let's
tomorrow.
Go. Oh, and then I'm going to die at our game.
Yep.
He's going to do pull-ups.
Like
Final Fantasy.
Favorite video game?
No, in the game.
Favorite Gideon game?
Hey, Gideon. Don't be cool. I've been looking at those for like half an hour.
Moff Gideon. I'm gonna put it between
Moff Gideon,
Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story, Pokemon Black, or FF7 Remake,
or Hotline Battlefield 1.
Yeah, let's play Hotline Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2 is a good game.
The original is good, dude. Oh.
This guy's all about nostalgia. Never look into the future.
Elite Squadron on the PSP was the best Star Wars game ever made, and you cannot contest it.
I actually can.
I contested it.
I contest. I'm Phoenix Wright.
Objection.
Objection.
Let's all do our best Stan Pines impersonation.
Huh?
From Gravity Falls?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that show in years.
I don't remember what he sounds like.
Grunkle Stan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dipper!
I got... They got J.K. Simmons to be Stanley.
Don't his brother shit around my room. Portal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's voiced by J.K. Simmons?
Mm-hmm.
Bro! I need to watch that again and think about that.
Okay.
Alright, so what does Grunkle Stan sound like?
I don't know. I haven't seen that show in forever.
He's like kind of talking like this all the time.
Hey, Mabel.
It's me, your Grunkle Stan. Grunkle Stan, do you have a blindfold on? With these cataracts, I may as well be. What is that, a woodpecker? He says that. That was the funniest joke in the whole show.
Wasn't that when they were going to the,
they were, like, going lake. Fishing or something.
Yeah, they were going fishing.
Yeah.
Guys, I know my Gravity Falls lore.
With these cataracts, I may as well be. What is that, a woodpecker? And then he just drives off the road.
Oh, comedy at its finest. Fast. Minus Seinfeld.
That fucking show sucks!
Go ahead.
Never disrespect.
I said that!
Never disrespect.
Is he blind? Okay, so...
This cataract,
my name is Charlie Cox, and I'm blind. I'm Daredevil.
You have those cataracts?
That's coming to Disney Plus.
You should watch Watchmen.
Yeah, you should. We should watch the director's cut, man.
We should
the
ultimate watch.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
How funny was it?
So, Kane, what's your favorite Watchmen?
What's your,
is it Rorschach?
Night Owl.
Dr. Manhattan.
Mr. Negative.
He's not DC.
I know.
He's not even in Watchmen.
I don't know Watchmen.
You can.
You know, it's the men that watch.
Finger.
Well, anyway.
Lick this finger.
What about the comedian?
Ooh, yeah, he's in that. He's in that.
Well,
you know, in the movie, he's played by Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Walking Dead Negan.
Yeah, he's played by that same actor in The Watchmen.
And he does pretty good.
Dude, he does a good ass job.
I kind of want to watch The Walking Dead. I watched all of season 9 with my parents, and I had no context of what was going on.
I got up to like season like. I used to watch it every.
All week. I remember is that the humans were disguising themselves as zombies with like masks on.
I wear a mask.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and like humans start.
And the zombies believe them.
How many seasons are there?
There's 10.
Too many.
It's this. It's a zombie.
We're on the 10th season.
I was probably done on season 8.
Did I
mean
it's like season 1?
So I think the episodes are like an hour long.
Yeah.
And
they are.
Each season's like split up into two parts.
Guys, The Last of Us show's coming.
Oof.
Oof.
My PS4 was The Last of Us Edition when I first came. The first one. So I have that game.
This is The Last of Us ever.
Doesn't somebody have a Battlefront 2 edition?
My girlfriend.
I have.
That's right.
I have the Star Wars Battlefront 1 edition.
Ooh. Wow.
The box is in the closet.
I just have the PS5 base edition.
Yeah, I have.
Actually, it's the disc edition.
I have the. Yeah, the base edition PS4 Pro.
I have it's like a triple decker PS4.
I do. Okay.
Dude, I was just.
I wanted to get the Spider-Man edition one, dude.
I've seen that one. Get the Fortnite edition one. You get a cool skin.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
definitely should get that one.
My stepdad got the Fortnite Switch, and I got the free skins with it. And the V-Bucks.
Live and large, like Larry.
No, he just wanted the Switch, and the Fortnite Switch came out, and people were like,
Galaxy skin?
Getting
like
really fast.
Like the phone was on display? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you tried to log into the display.
Did people do that?
Yeah. I almost got it. The kid, they wouldn't let me, though.
What happened?
When, you know, the first, the Galaxy skin came out, and you had to have, like, the Samsung phone to get the skin.
Oh,
like,
and then you could just, like, log into it.
You could go to
Walmart
on the display phone and log in and get it.
Mm.
But I went to do it, and I was, like, the first one there, and I couldn't get past the last step, and then the kid behind me got it. Because I couldn't do it.
So you can only do it one for a phone?
Yeah.
Why can't you just retry again? You were pressured by him?
No, like, it wouldn't let my account run. It just wouldn't log in.
Well,
I'm confused. Why?
After
try getting on another phone,
they only had one on display.
Well, then how did the kid behind you get it?
Because
his account
was working, so I let him try.
You know, like you know that show? What's the show? Like Kids Next Door?
Mm-hmm. Codename Kids Next Door.
Yeah, you reminded me of one of the characters because your beanie was like.
Number two.
Yeah.
He's the one with the orange jacket on and the big long sleeves,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's funny.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, after 40 minutes, we finally met Poopfoot and Corky the Kid.
So, Caden?
Corky?
How many
things
have you
seen?
Boy, going back to
what's
him? One? I'm missing 4 volumes of Bleach, and they'll have it.
Open.
Oh, okay.
Oh, which one?
What's critical of streaming Elden Ring, guys, that's watching?
8? You're missing 61? You're missing...
Caden?
4x4 with animal style.
I'm not getting you anything.
I know.
Okay.
He's just gonna eat the scraps.
Caden is?
Caden's back.
Did you even ask him?
Caden's in
here. I don't have enough money for that.
Dude, look at all this.
This is over a span of a year. Not one paycheck.
Possessions?
Sell it. Sell it in less than 30 minutes.
No, I'm not selling it.
Just take it to In-N-Out.
Meow.
Trade them. Dude, like, nobody will take those.
One Piece.
Matt
One Piece, volume 22, 23,
Whoa.
24.
You guys are going to take them when I die, and I will, remember?
Yes, I get them on.
Why do you say things like that? Dude, you have a will written?
Am I scaring you?
Well, technically.
Where?
Well, I've just said it before.
It's in your
head. He gets berserk.
It's in his head.
He also
gets you get snowball run.
I have a will in my head.
Damn. Yeah. You get berserk, JoJo...
Alex gets my arms,
no.
You get my legs, and you get my lungs.
You get...
No, I should get the lungs, because when mine go bad, I'm going to need a new pair.
Give him your immune system so
you
can eat peanuts.
Yes!
You can also have all my JoJo heart covers.
In your troll face. Right now.
Let's get back to it.
Okay, do your introduction thing. So we can get it out of the way.
Hey.
Out of the way? Okay.
Yeah, hurry. You're in the way.
Favorite game? It's honestly, I've been thinking recently. It's
Just say it.
Dude. What?
Just say it.
I think it might be FS7 original. Honestly.
Over the remake?
Remake's not even finished.
Yeah. That's
true. I don't
know. Even over Kingdom Hearts 2.
Damn, I didn't fucking know that was so high.
Can you check what games you have like the most hours of?
On the PS5.
Can you check it on the app?
No.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You think it's still going to be your favorite in a couple months?
FF7?
Mm-hmm.
The original? Well, yeah, after we beat Remake, we're playing it again. I haven't played it in over 2 years, but thinking back on it, it's just
Fall Guys. I like that.
Oh, I thought you replayed it recently.
No. I got on to show you what the gameplay was like. But, yeah, I'm excited to replay that. This guy.
This guy.
What do you like about this guy? What?
What do you like about it?
What's there not to like? Literally.
The graphics.
Okay. Whatever.
I literally gave you a reason.
I don't care about the graphics. If the story.
The Pentagon Thief.
Pentagon Thief is a pain in that game, I know. It's my favorite.
Every random encounter, it's just Pentagon Thief.
I think. The story of FF7 is...
Go Bankai style?
It does. It go Bankai style.
How? It's about this dude walking around having PTSD.
The plot is bigger than what you've seen in the remake.
In three chapters of the remake.
Yeah. Just all the characters are so well written and...
Okay. Do you want to make the rest of this podcast you explaining the story to me?
No, because I want to play it.
He wants to play the original.
Then don't spoil anything.
I'm not. I'm literally saying why it's good.
Yeah, I know. Tell the story of the game without spoiling anything.
Okay.
Train Go Boom.
I don't know the name.
Train Go Boom, like Black Ops 3 campaign.
Yeah, Train Go Boom.
Like
That's a Mark Music reference.
World War 1 campaign, Train Go Boom?
World War 1?
I'm thinking about Black Ops 3.
COD World War 1?
What's
it called?
What? There isn't a World War 1
World War 2?
Yeah!
World War 1?
There's so many World War 2 Call of Duty games. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the latest one.
Vanguard?
No,
the World War 2.
Yes.
World War 2.
By Sledgehammer.
Yes.
The one that we played for a long time.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the mission where the...
The Trango Boom.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about, but that is a mission in that game.
Dude,
that mission's hard.
I saw a review on that game recently. That train explosion thing is so, like, unrealistic.
Train Go Boom.
It's just like
sounds like you're like trying to mimic a Transformers scene.
Kinda, yeah.
Dude, it's literally Michael Bay.
Michael Bay the game.
Lego Michael Bay. Are you playing Lego
that
Michael
one,
Bay?
That one army
I
guy
almost got smashed between the chair and the
that one army guy that's in Transformers. He's a character in the campaign.
Oh,
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, he's a dick about. In the campaign.
Is he really?
Is he the dick?
Yeah.
Is he one of like your officers?
Yeah, he's
colonels.
Dick.
General.
General.
Come to the general and say something.
Okay.
And Shaq.
Welcome to Shaq. Shaquille and Shaq.
The Shaq Shaq.
Shaquille O'Nally.
So let's Shaq the Shaq and you talk about your favorite Shaq. I think my favorite Shaq is the 2001 Lakers Shaq.
I think mine's the Shaq.
I like the 1996
Orlando Magic Shaq. Yeah. What about you, Caden?
My favorite
Shaq. He likes the Shaq disc.
Mine is,
the Shaq Gnosis.
The Shaq I saw the other day at Home Depot.
There's a Shaq at Home Depot?
Yeah, you know how, like, outside in the parking lot, there's, like, a bunch of...
Funny guy, right here!
Gold Bond Shaq.
Ooh.
The lotion commercials, mm-hmm. That's
Icy Hot? You like the Icy Hot, Shaq?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Dude,
Shaq played a Marvel character.
Who? He did?
Who?
What's his name? He's just, like, metal guy.
Who?
I don't remember.
Is this an MCU?
Not in the MCU. It was, like, in the 90s.
Oh. What Marvel
universe
90s?
Is he part of? He's a part of a certain universe.
Shaq.
There wasn't any Marvel movies in the 90s.
Ooh. Oh, wait, no. DC. He's part of the Superman universe. The 90s Superman universe.
Metal guy? And
I don't remember what his name is. We'll have to look it up after the game. No, after this
Doomsday
podcast.
90s Doomsday
Shaq? I don't know. Dude, it was the 90s. They might have changed something.
I'll look it up now after this.
I didn't even know there was Superman movies in the 90s.
The original
Superman
1 through 4?
I don't fucking like DC.
That's just common knowledge.
What, you nay?
What'd you say, you nay?
Kaden, if you can't think of anything that's your favorite, we're gonna go to Sam. Because I know Sam down got much to say.
I got like...
Well, we're doing what you guys... We're talking about other stuff as I'm saying it.
Yeah. I don't even know what we're trying to talk about anymore. What? Your favorite game?
Yeah, I already said it.
Then talk about your favorite movie.
Favorite movie is... Wuppa Bonkai Style.
Okay.
We're trying to take this serious now, and you keep making little jokes like that, it's gonna piss me off.
My favorite movie is Berserk 2016.
Get out. Get the fuck out. I'm not playing.
Sam, just go on.
Do you answer it?
Favorite?
You had two people and like 30 minutes to think about this.
Okay, well, we're talking about other shit too, and I'm chiming in. I don't know.
You're not chiming in. You're the star.
Who said that?
He just
did. Are you retarded?
Do you have Asperger's?
Dude. Reference. Last episode.
Last episode.
Did you guys watch? If you did, like it.
If you guys did, put us in the comments below.
If you...
Put us in the comments below.
You just try.
What's your favorite movie? Okay, Sam, what's your favorite movie?
Dude, like, Air Bud?
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
It's gonna stay Mean Girls.
Nobody has good movies.
Think about it.
Okay, fine. Batman v Superman.
Get out of here!
Have you seen the... I can't remember. The new Justice League. The one that, like, the dude remade.
Snyder Cut?
That... Have you just seen it? It's 4 hours long. It's so good.
Pretty good.
He did such a good job, dude.
It's just the original movie.
I want to eat your
burgers.
But they cut it.
There's
something
they
didn't cut.
They added, what's his name? The... Darkseid. They put him in the movie.
I haven't even seen the Justice League. Like,
it's really
out.
Good. Dude.
Josh Whedon's Justice League movie is so bad. Okay, favorite movie? I Don't Eat Your Pancreas. There we go.
Okay, there you go. Next one. Favorite manga?
If you say Boruto, dude, I will kick you.
No.
Thank That's God. Right. If you don't say Poon Poon, I will shit.
Shit bricks.
I haven't read it yet.
It'll be your favorite.
Fair manga. Okay, well, I can't say JoJo, because that's always going to be, like, top tier for me.
You can say JoJo. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just so we can get it over with. Why don't you?
Get it over with?
No, if that's really what you think. If JoJo really still is your favorite, there's nothing wrong with having an old favorite. You don't got to keep... Well, just because I said it last time.
JoJo or Bleach?
Peak?
Just pick
from...
AOT?
Thick?
Patty doll.
Peak from Thick?
Bleach.
Okay. Favorite anime?
You've read Part 8, right?
Yes! I've read Part 8!
And your answer is Bleach?
Part 8 is good.
You read Part 6, right?
I've read all the parts.
You haven't read Bleach, though, so...
You know, just...
That's not what I would
say. And favorite anime?
Steins Gate.
And now we're on Sam!
Alright. Ask me a question.
Favorite anime?
Anime?
You have two to pick from.
So many choices.
If you don't pick in less than 2 seconds.
Dude, Attack on Titan.
Alright,
good answer.
Game.
Yeah.
You don't play a lot of those either.
Dude, I don't have a favorite game. 2K. But probably what I've played
Mike
the most.
Mike 2K.
That, like, I've had the most fun. Probably, like...
Don't say Rocket League.
No, not Rocket League.
Don't say 2K.
No. Rocket League.
Dude. Terraria?
Probably.
Fair.
Probably
it's a fair pick.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then, favorite movie?
Transformers, I know.
Revenge
Fallen. Probably Talladega Nights.
Revenge of the Sith.
Just, it's not my favorite movie, but I like it.
Talladega
Nights.
Is it that good?
Yeah, it's funny.
Is it funny or good?
It's good and funny.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's
both. It's best.
Let's just
both
put
both
it out right now. Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
So, now that we're past our intro, we can really dig in. Like, we can really start playing
now
the game
now.
Now
we can go get bored.
Yeah. Let's go. I wanted to discuss football season, but Sam's here, and, well, he wasn't a part of that, so we'll do that another time.
Dude, I was on the football team.
I hate that audio so much.
making me so mad and laugh at the same time.
Is that how you snore?
That's how my dad snores.
That's how every dad snores. We're all going to be like that one day.
Dude.
I'll kill myself.
I'm never going to be that.
I walk into my parents' room sometimes and my dad like talks in his sleep and rolls around.
My mom,
you don't talk in your sleep?
My mom doesn't sleep in the same bed as my stepdad because he's so loud.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how my...
Dude, Trey, dude, New, sometimes, like, most of the time when we lived at the other house, New would end up sleeping in the guest room because Trey would sleep somewhere.
I can see that. He's a large man.
Do you guys has, like, headgear now.
TT says I do.
You do?
I don't But not like, it's like,
I don't
like, loud breathing.
Yeah, me too.
That's what it is.
You snore.
It's slowly evolving.
So loud. When we were in Vegas, goddamn.
I don't remember that.
I remember that.
Dude, probably because
Oh, dude, we should have discussed Vegas.
Dude, that was...
Sam's here. Yeah. Sam, we need to get you back for another episode. We can really discuss that.
Just join
Too long.
And then we ate a muffin. And then we played basketball.
It was a cupcake.
We watched a movie.
It's only 8 o'clock.
And then we went to David
Wilson's. Yeah, but the podcast was like an hour long already.
Yeah. And I have a bedtime.
So next week, if we can get you back, maybe we'll see.
You guys do one a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean...
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm gonna clear my schedule. Well, the bar gets out.
Well, since this episode's a whole intro, I think the first half was really funny.
Yeah, after it was Caden's turn, it really started sucking.
Yeah, we're actually gonna end it because Caden started taking the podcast episode down.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
We're gonna go eat a burger.
Dick.
Yeah, Dick Bottom.
Dick Bottom.
All three of them.
Have you seen it?
Same one.
Yeah, Dick Bottom. Dick Bottom. All three.
Last episode, you were talking about how you bought all the Weezer shirts, and he's like, no, I paid for them. I paid for one of them.
And you're like, dude, that's what I thought. Or he's like, guess who bought them?
Guess who bought
Dick.
Them? Yeah, you said Dick. Yeah. And I go, Dick bought all three of them?
Yeah.
Dick did buy all three of them.
Dude, that was so funny. That was so funny.
Funny me buying the Weezer shirts? Yeah, it's actually my PJ shirt.
Yeah.
Can I wear the Costco World to In and Out again?
A second week in a row.
I would wear it, but I don't want Naruto.
Can I wear it to the In-N-Out again?
You can do what you want.
To the In-N-Out.
All right. Are we saying goodnight?
We'll see how long we've been recording.
Yeah, go check the time.
Thinking, damn.
Is this Boruto?
Boruto?
Okay. Who's that?
This is currently 14 minutes.
That's
I don't know when we ended the last one.
No, it was 40 minutes, you said.
Are we just going to, like, pray on that?
Yeah.
Let's give it a little bit more time. Or we don't have to.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm comfortable, okay.
So.
Rock-a-baby in the Weezer 2 house.
Every time, I haven't been on TikTok a lot lately because every single time I get on there, I just scroll through like 5 Ukraine Russia TikToks. And I just don't want to like hear about
it. Dude, every time I open my TikTok, you guys send me stuff and I don't open it for long enough that it says I'll have 20 messages.
That's what happens with Caden. I open it, and there's, like, 33 videos from Caden, and I'm like,
jeez, dude.
Whoa. You and Kaysen send me videos, and I just never see, like, I forget to check.
It's not your fault. It's just, I don't get on TikTok.
Forget.
Well, to be fair, most of my...
good things.
Yeah, and then after a week, I go find it.
Most of my For You page that I get, I send to Jackson, because he's the only one that will not give me shit for it.
You send, like, Bleach stuff to me, and I just don't even watch it.
I'm trying to get you into it.
I just don't even watch it. I see it's weird, and I just click out of it.
My phone hit my nut. Right nut.
Dude, okay, wait.
Yeah, I don't even watch them.
Quick voice thing. You ever just be sitting there?
I'm going to unadd you on TikTok, you asshole.
You ever just be sitting there, and then one of your nuts just starts hurting really bad?
Yeah.
Dude,
it's like frogs.
No. I think I know why. I know why they just start hurting randomly. I think it's because you might have, like, hit it or like sat on it before and the pain just never registered until then.
I don't think so.
Doesn't make sense.
But it also doesn't make sense why it just starts hurting out
exactly.
Of
so,
well, it doesn't hurt. It's just like sometimes for me at least, it like
I remember
throbs.
In 7th
like
grade.
Like it's a throbbing pain, yeah, but it gets painful.
No, in 7th grade, Mr. Burger said that sometimes it can hurt
Mr.
because
Burger.
The veins inside the balls would get twisted up and clumped up.
Oh.
Your balls get
and that's why they hurt. Because they have
They're
God. Like inside, like the nut gets twisted into the vein.
That doesn't happen on the regular.
But like sometimes you can look it up.
I know, it's called testicular torsion.
Yeah.
It's a genuine fear of mine.
Really?
Yes.
You've never had it.
No. Okay.
I remember
it's uncommon.
5th grade.
Dude, I don't have that.
I remember 5th grade sex ed.
Yeah,
I do too.
The sex ed guy came in and he was telling us every time you're in the shower, just feel around your balls to see if you have
cancer. Yeah, I got told that too.
And then they gave us like a brochure that said that like when it was cold and shrink.
Oh yeah, and then we showed your mom and she like burned it.
People in Alaska.
She burned it.
Yeah, she took it away and burned it.
Satanic paper.
Satanic?
What was the science teacher in Sunrise?
The what? Her?
No, he taught football too. He like was a football coach.
As well. Oh, wow. are you talking about Desert Hills?
Probably.
He was like a
Burton. No,
you're not talking about Burton.
He was a bigger one, right?
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Oh, Singleton.
No.
No,
it's an S name.
I thought Singleton was the middle school.
Yeah, Singleton. He coached
he was a
football.
Wrestling.
I mean, yeah, wrestling. I meant to say wrestling. He was my coach. Wrestling.
I know what you're talking about. What was his
name? Wrestling coaches are short and bald.
It was an S name, wasn't it?
Dude. I can't remember. I'd have to look up, like, their faculty.
Winters.
I'm just kidding. Coach Winters?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Dude, I'm going to get annoyed. What was his name?
Do you want me to look it up?
After.
Yeah, just after.
All right, who is your favorite teacher ever?
Mr. Eves.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Seventh grade, Mr. Eves?
You were in that class.
I know mine. I got two.
The cookie, remember?
Mrs. Erickson and then Mr. Eves.
The cookie. Put the cookie down.
Like Arnold?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was you in Mr. Eves' class. You guys had that joke.
Math class?
Yes.
Yeah,
put the cookie down.
Put the cookie down.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't remember that?
All I remember about 7th grade is me having history with you, and we talk about Shrek lore and Shrek.
You don't remember put the cookie down?
I really don't. I don't remember.
Mine's Mrs. Erickson, probably.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Eves. Mr. Eves was
so wasn't she like those two?
I don't know who Erickson is.
Mrs. Erickson?
You guys are 5th grade teacher?
No, she was the sweetest old lady.
Dude, they're offended.
She was a sweet lady.
I don't know. I had Mr. Eve's brother.
Yeah.
I had Mr. Eve's in 5th grade, too.
We hated you guys because we had an awesome party and they brought y'all's asses
and
over
and
ate
all
our shit up.
Goddamn pizza and drink all of our soda. And it pissed us all off, dude.
What
party? We wanted to fight.
It was like an end-of-year party. Yeah, we were like, come on my house!
We told the teacher on you.
Uh-oh. You're such an ass.
Yeah, you're such a dick.
Well,
why'd you even come over?
My end-of-year...
Because they fifth grade party,
we had a Wii U and they played Smash Bros.
That was our party.
Wasn't that Burgers?
That was our party.
Oh,
well, that was
you
Burgers.
Came to it.
I thought that was Burgers class, right?
No, oh, 5th grade.
Oh,
dude, yeah.
I was about to say, you weren't even here.
We had Super Smash Bros. Guitar Hero.
Dakota was in that.
We had a movie going on. It was, and we had like
Mr. Burger though.
That guy's awful.
Dude, he had such. Who's Mr. Burger?
Really?
I thought he was the basketball coach.
No, he had anger management problems, and
dude,
he would
scream at you.
But we had a terrible class.
Yeah.
With, like, a bunch of shitty kids in it.
Do you guys remember that science teacher that was bald, and he was, like, really tall? Do you guys remember him?
He had, the weird last name. Was that in Sunrise?
Like, yeah, 6th grade.
We learned
about the moons.
Vander, yeah, he took me to the principal's office once.
Remember I got my phone taken away 3 times?
I got my phone taken away in fucking Sunbolt time.
Mr.
Whatever,
what's his
called?
Name?
Thunderbolt time.
Yeah. Remember our history teacher was DFTBA, Mrs. McDonald. Caden?
Oh, the Utah history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. McDonald.
I was in that with you.
Remember Mrs.
Dude,
Hatch?
I have
no
funny story
about 7th grade. 7th grade was probably the lowest I've ever been.
It was
like,
the lowest for me, too. No, 9th grade was.
Grade-wise.
Oh.
7th grade, I did not care about my grades. Oh. I did not do them. My mom was always up my ass about grades. She would check Power School every day when I got home. Always ask me about missing assignments.
That's how my mom was.
My mom
and
did that when I was
I was like, I was so lazy at that point. I didn't want to do any of my work. I had like a bunch of missing assignments. My excuse every time for my mom was... Oh, I turned it in. The teacher just hadn't gotten to it yet.
I use that all the time.
We had a sub. They're gone away for the weekend. Something like that. And my mom's like, okay, let's see if that's the truth. My mom arranged a meeting with the principal, all of my teachers for all of my classes after school. Mm. Me and my mom go in the principal's office. All my teachers come in. They ask me about the grades. They like look through the files to see my name. Nothing.
Dude,
and so at that point,
fucked up.
My mom knew... like, she was nice during the interview, but when we got in the car, dude, I got an earful. I was grounded for a this long dude. Ass time. Yes, him!
This dude.
Vanden Inkenhoff.
Mr. V.
He sent me to the office too.
I got lunch detention for that.
Look up that
and I avoided
teacher.
It for 2 weeks, and they came and found me in lunch and took me away.
Dude, I got arrested. I had my first period science class. He's kind of a dick.
He is
horrible.
He's mean.
He was bad.
The reason I got he took me away, like he grabbed my hand and took me away, is because I flicked a girl with a rubber band, and she tattled.
He, like, did the thing where he, like, get out and let it go.
And she was, like, rubbing her arm, and he came up, and he was like, are you okay? And she was like, no, you hit me. And he took me away.
Dude. I was, like, running down the hall.
Yeah, running in the hall.
And, like, I bumped into somebody, and he was like, hey, come here. Come here.
I remember he always had, like, a big-ass glass of water, too.
Remember when I shoved Jay's into you and you flew into the trophy?
Okay, I was right there. The glass popped out.
It fell over. I got lunch attention.
Yeah, you got the butt of it, didn't
Wait,
you?
Wait, what?
We also got lunch attention.
Dude, we all got it. Rain.
Jay's shoved you, right?
I think I shoved Jay's.
No, I think Jay shoved you into me, and then I fell, and the whole glass just went...
It popped out.
I think I remember that, but, like, I saw it from a distance, or I heard something.
I was standing right next to them, dude. I think I got hit by Jay's, too.
Was that during lunch or, like, in between classes?
Dude, I don't remember. I think it was before.
It was at lunch. It was at lunch.
Was it?
Yeah, I was.
Remember when
I remember
we
that.
Spilled, made a mess, and then cleaned it up, and then the principal took us and gave us cane because we cleaned up our own mess.
Oh, such good boys.
Chicos.
I remember
but
Legend.
But he didn't know it was our own mess. He thought it was someone else.
I remember Legend gave me a Sharpie one time, and he dared me to...
Legend was so funny in 8th grade, dude.
Walk across the lockers with the Sharpie and make a huge line around it. And I did it, and they caught me on camera doing it, dude. I had to stay after school and clean it off.
No.
The whole lockers?
Yes.
Dude, remember when Ryan got caught... Schlefting in Thunderbolt time,
yeah.
And he got banned from Thunderbolt time for the rest of like the trimester. He had to clean halls the whole time.
Trimester.
Okay, was it when we were in? We went to Mr. E's class.
And Mr. Ryan was just acting like an idiot. And Mr. E's was like, "Wait, you aren't actually in this, are you?" And I wasn't either, but he got caught.
He knew, and he was letting us stay, but Ryan kept acting like an idiot, and he kicked him out.
Got busted.
Nah, remember when we were playing volleyball with the balloon over the lockers?
And over the like the older kids' lockers.
But we didn't get it because we were playing volleyball. We got it because we were in the 9th grade lockers.
Damn, so strange. And we were 8th grade. Dude, when I think about 8th grade, I think about science with you two. That was fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met you. Like, that's how I got to know you.
What was his name?
Yeah.
Burton,
yeah.
Dude, he was
so
memeable.
He was weird.
He was memeable.
He was a weirdo.
Mr. Burton walking, or
when you walking?
Obama, with him with the hose.
Hey, wait! Remember Mr. Gobbledeen?
Yeah.
Gobbledeen. He hated. He moved Gobbledeen.
That's where I met Brady.
Remember Steam when Ryan got sent out to the hall every day? She put a seat out in the hall
for Ryan specifically.
Oh, that sounds like a boy name, not a girl.
He was sitting there. He was sitting with the doorknob, and he was like shifting gears with it. He was like, nink, nink, and she sent him in the hall for that.
The bell hadn't even rung yet to start class, and he was in the hall.
God.
I can't remember. Didn't he like sneeze and dab one time?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
It was completely quiet, and we're sitting there, and he goes, "Chew."
Didn't he fart? Didn't blame it on you?
Dude,
that was that class.
He was sitting right next to me. He goes, "I want to fart in your face," and I'm like, "Dude, no!" And he goes, "Boom!" And it echoes through the class. Everybody goes silent, and he looks at me. He goes, "Jackson," and I got sent out.
Out of the classroom for a fake fart.
It was a real fart. It was Ryan though.
You're crying, dude.
Remember when we told Ryan we weren't at school and we didn't see him for like 6 periods?
Yeah, we hid from him for the whole day.
Why?
We told him we were at Sam's house all day and we hid from him all day long.
You guys are dicks.
And then it came to the class that we all had together and we had to.
And we were just sitting in there. Dude, he would stand by himself all day. I think he ate lunch by himself too, because we told him we were at my house.
Yeah!
I watched him from a distance eating lunch by himself.
Lunch by himself.
Some terrible social experiment we did.
Who did you guys eat lunch by in the cafeteria? Like, you
just
know how everyone had their, like...
In 8th grade?
Yeah, you know how everyone
in 8th grade, like, we were at the very corner with, like, Ben Squires
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, Legend was over there.
I can't remember who I said.
Juan was over
I
there.
Was over there.
Yeah. Oh, I think I said by, like, Ben Wingler and them.
Dude,
why? I was gonna say...
I was friends with Ben.
Oh, grade. So Ryan was a dick, and we all had crushes pretty much in our in our STEAM class. And we're sitting there,
oh,
and he blurts out that I am into Gracie. And everybody goes silent.
And I was just like, you went so red, dude. You were just sitting there.
Dude, that was the worst.
That was like a week after you asked her to be a Valentine and got rejected, too.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Remember Donovan was like making...
Ryan was a dick about that.
Cum jokes.
Dude.
And Donnie?
Mrs.
Barf.
Donnie or Donovan?
It's
Donnie.
Donnie, yeah.
Donnie, he was so
making cum jokes what class?
Steam. We were all in Steam. We didn't know.
I don't
Caden
remember
really.
Caden being in
that. Yeah, I hung out with like Tad and I sat by Tad. I knew
Tad was in that class.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Taddy did.
I remember I sat next
you
to like
scratch your dicks just so like just right out in the open.
Like you open up your legs just to do it.
Yeah, you did it the entire last podcast.
He mentioned that.
You're just gonna count this episode. You're gonna count how many times you did.
It's a dick scratch count.
Dude, how long you'll go for? Not how many times. Just sit there and go.
We're in STEAM class, and I have it with these guys, but, like, I know them, but I'm not friends with them at this point.
Yeah.
I don't talk to them. And
it was just a trio of me.
There was Donnie.
Dollar Jackson.
And there was
Ashton
another
Stevens
kid.
Ashton was in there.
Yeah, he was so funny.
What was the Afro-looking kid?
Caden. His name was Caden, too.
We petitioned to get
him
back
in the class. I remember him.
Yeah, so.
He got kicked out.
Donnie and Caden were, like, looking at this glue for something.
I remember this.
It was, like, in this, like, container. And they're, like... making cum jokes, but she's not catching along, and the whole class is dying, and like they get kicked out for something for disrupting the class.
Remember Mrs. Green would like
typewriting?
No, Mrs.
She told
Green,
us
when she would tell us to get into groups of three, she would say get into a threesome every time, and it'd make everybody laugh every time.
One of the first times she said, "You got a bang for your buck," and me, Ryan, and Sam died laughing because we thought it was so funny.
I have a story about Jaden.
Remember when Ryan inspected the school like theme page that like all the computers open
oh,
up
yeah.
to, and it was like threatening like sixth grade. He was like, "Sixth graders suck. We're gonna be," and then he got caught and got in trouble for like threatening sixth
That's
grade.
So stupid.
And like black,
you got in trouble for such stupid things.
I know.
You can get away with that so easy now, dude. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I was about to say. Like, I was thinking back on it. Intermediate school and middle school,
they're
so
strict,
harsh.
Yeah.
Like, sixth or seventh grade, I had Thunderbolt time, and we were playing basketball outside. Like, that was the Thunderbolt time or whatever.